Shila Sankana Kalai Ito Nishinga Parato Nishinga Jato Jato Yamita To Nishinga Bahi Nishinga Hirade Nishinga Narasimham Adin Sharanam Prapade Avatar Kamalavare Nakama Bhuta Singham Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanubingham Kesavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna. Shri Prahlada Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. So, Lord Nrisimhadev, the tattva, he's actually none different than Krishna. None of the incarnations are different from Krishna, but this is a special incarnation. Krishna likes three forms very much. That's his original form, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, Chandra from Vrindavan, and Lord Ramachandra and Lord Nrisimhadev. He very much likes these three forms and his pastimes with these forms. So in this, in the form of Lord Nrisimhadev, he plays the duty of protection. The main reason he came was to protect Prahlad Maharaj, his devotee. So he is our Ishtadeva of protection, Lord Nrisimhadev. He was established by Srila Prabhupada. He said, we are worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev for three reasons. To protect the devotees, to protect the guru, and to protect the movement. So therefore Lord Nrisimhadev is our Ishtadeva of protection. So we are taking advantage of Lord Nrisimhadev whenever we're in danger, we will call the name is of Lord Nrisimhadev. We will pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to remove obstacles. Specifically, his speciality is removing obstacles. Just like Hiranyakashipu was an obstacle, so he was removed by Lord Nrisimhadev. So it's not that we worship Lord Nrisimhadev. He's our Ishtadeva of protection, but he's not our ultimate worshipful Lord. As followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are, our identity is Gopi Padya Kamala Dasa Das Das. I'm not a Brahmana Katriya Vaishya Shudra Brahmacharya Sannyas Panaprastha Prihasta. I identify myself as a servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is our hero, he is giving us our identity. So this is our identity, we're eternal servants of Krishna. Which Krishna? Gopinath. Gopi Padya Kamala Dasa. The servant, the master of the gopis. Gopinath. Nath means master, gopis, gopi. So this is our identity. So this is, he, Krishna is our ultimately worshipful, lovable Lord. It's not that we're worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev exclusively of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga, of course. So there used to be there was a phase in ISKCON. I think in Germany they opened Nrisimhadev farm there. They called Nrisimhadev deity was there. And during the time of Harikesh Prabhu, and they had gorgeous worship was going on, and it was all Nrisimhadev, Nrisimhadev, and everybody was getting Nrisimhadev shalagrams, and every time you saw someone lose my Nrisimhadev shalagram. And, but it's not like that. It's not that he becomes our 24 hours a day worshipful Lord. He's there. We take protection when it's needed, but our ultimate object of worship is Radha Krishna, Gopinath. So Lord Nrisimhadev, he has his specific devotee, this opulence of protecting his devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj is the example. So, yeah. So this Lord Nrisimhadev, especially here, this is the original personality of Godhead. I think it's from the Jiva Goswami, in Sandavas. He is mentioning that just as that original Krishna, he appears here in this material world. He doesn't, on the 28th millennium, or one day of Brahma, the original Krishna comes and performs his Vraja pastimes. And when this Krishna comes, he comes directly from his own abode. Generally, all the incarnations are coming through the agency of Kiradakshai Vishnu. Kiradakshai Vishnu is the super soul of the heart. He manifests all the Leela avatars. They all come through him. Therefore, you see if you look in an encyclopedia, it says, when you look Krishna, it says Krishna incarnation of Vishnu, mostly. So that's a fact. Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu in the other Dwarpar Yugas. But on this special day, on 28th millennium, and one day of Brahma when he appears, that's the original Krishna. And here he exhibits his original pastimes. Parikya Ras, very, very uncommon, famous pastime of Krishna, his conjugal affairs with the gopis. In the other incarnations of Krishna when he's coming, Vrindavan is there, Jasoda is there, Radha is there, but they are married. It's Shvakya Ras. So you don't get Raja Prema from this time. But this particular period, because Krishna's appeared, the original Krishna appeared, and he's, especially now he is followed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also the original Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're presenting Raja Prema. This is the reason of the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make Raja Prema available, which wasn't available before. So these are very special incarnations. We have the original personality of Godhead, who was the last, who appeared in the last warp yuga only 5,000 years ago. And when following him, when the original personality of Godhead, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows him also. And he gives this Brajaprem. Krishna is demanding surrender. And then you may get a taste of Brajaprem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not making any demands. Too difficult. I'm asking to surrender, but they find it too difficult. So here, you take. I'm just giving you a take freely here. Brajaprem freely. You take it. This is his magnanimity. So, also when I'm not 100% sure here, but it appears that during the same time when the original personality of God had come as Krishna, then Lord Ramachandra that time also comes, and Lord Nrsingadev comes. And they come directly, they're not coming through the Kiridakshaya Vishnu. So they also have this special flavor. Prabhupada said in Bombay one time that he said Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, he can play the flute if he likes. He said, but he doesn't. Because Krishna plays it. But he could do. So there's no difference between these different features, especially these three features of the Lord. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also reveals the purpose of Lord Nrsingadev in the... this is from the Navadip Avataranga. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making prikram of Navadvip, and it's all being revealed to him, all the different pastimes and the different islands. So then he comes to Nrsingapalli. And there he said of reaching that place, and I roll around on the ground in ecstatic love, begging for unalloyed love of Krishna. So he's asking, he's approaching Lord Nrsingadev, but he's asking for love of Krishna. In my heart reside duplicity, insincerity, the desire for fame, and the six enemies beginning with lust. I will therefore pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nrsingadev to purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Krishna. Weeping, I will beg at the lotus feet of Nrsingadev that I may worship Radha and Krishna in Navadvip, free from all obstacles. This is his speciality. He can remove all the obstacles. But here is the prayer, the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Acharya. He's showing us Navadvip Dham is appointed for the living entities of Kali Yuga, and Lord Nrsingadev is expressing here the mood of Navadvip also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressing in his prayers, when will I worship Radha Krishna in Navadvip? Through the mercy of Chaitanya and Panchatattva, free from all obstacles. So this is Nrsingadev's speciality. He will remove all those obstacles in the path of pure devotional service to Radha and Krishna. So this is our mood of worship of Lord Nrsingadev, as being expressed here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When will that Lord Hari, who strikes fear in fear personified, be pleased and bestow his mercy upon me? This is throughout the Dham, this is the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur as he's making his prikram so we can follow in his footsteps. He's begging, he comes to the different islands and he's meditating on the pastime of the island. And then that island is, or the pastime are being revealed to him one after another. And he's always begging for mercy of these residents of Navadvip Dham. Please give me your mercy. This is his main feature. And he gets it. He's getting it all the time. So he's showing us how to make a prikram of Navadvip. Although this form of Lord Nrsingadev is terrible for the evil, he is exceedingly auspicious for the devotees headed by Prahlad. When will he become pleased to mercifully speak to me, a worthless fool, and remove my fears? This is another speciality of Lord Nrsingadev. Abhaya, all your fears will go away. Peace. Shanti. Then Lord Nrsingadev speaks to him. Dear child, stay here happily in Gaurdham. Worship Radha and Krishna and develop attraction for the holy name. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are removed. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could say, by my mercy. He's there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering prayers. He could reciprocate. By the mercy of my devotees, All of your offense, all of your obstacles will be transcended. With a purified heart, just worship Radha and Krishna, the abode of sweet nectar. After speaking in that way, Lord Nrisimhadev will joyfully place his lotus feet on my head. Who would like that? Okay. Next time you go to the Lord, you can make this prayer and perhaps make it the feet of your head. Maybe through the satari also. But here, Bhaktivinoda is getting directly. Jai Nrisimhapali ki jai. A very old deity. From Satya Yuga, that deity in Nrisimhapali. Nityananda Prabhu said in the future, a king will come again and rebuild it, make a very gorgeous temple here for Lord Nrisimhadev. We have our Maharajas also, ISKCON Maharajas. King, Raja means king. So maybe it will become manifested. So, yeah, so Lord Nrisimhadev, a very special deity for us. Especially in Sri Dhammayapur. Prabhupada didn't install Lord Nrisimhadev deities so much, but he introduced the worship of Lord Nrisimhadev by his chanting of these prayers, Namaste Narasimha. After every aarti, Prabhupada wanted us to chant these mantras. So that means Prabhupada was conscious of the position of Lord Nrisimhadev, especially for Prabhupada, who was going to the West and preaching in unknown places. Krishna was unknown in the West. He had to face so many. So he's removing the obstacles. So the idea is that Lord Nrisimhadev, he likes to remove obstacles. We want our obstacles removed, they're material, but why do we want them removed? So we can attain pure devotional service. This is the motivation, not just because if I cure my backache, then I'll be happier. My happiness is not the consideration, but my service attitude and seva can be performed more nicely and more pleasing to Lord Nrisimhadev. So Lord Nrisimhadev, he likes to hear these prayers. He likes to do this service. Because here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the predominating deity of Sri Dhammayapur. And his mood is adodya, means generosity. One of giving, is a mood of giving. Vrindavan is madhudya, honey, sweet. Very sweet pastime. Navadvip is adotya, mercifulness, generosity. It's giving the sweetness of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is sweetness, madhu. Mayapur is giving that to others. Tasting and giving. This is the event of Mayapur. So, it said that the predominating deity of the Dham, then all the other deities will take on that mood. Devotees also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this mood of adhodya, and generosity. So all the Dham takes on that mood also. The Dham is the expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. He has that mood. The Dham, all the devotees have this same mood. Wherever the Lord incarnates, all of his devotees will incarnate with him. When he becomes incarnates as Ramchandra, Radharani will incarnate as Sita, Lakshman will incarnate as Nityananda. Like this, they'll all go and they'll assume forms to perfectly serve the Lord according to his desire. So therefore you see the Lord and is always surrounded by his devotees. He has certain types of activities. In Vrindavan he has activities. In Ayodhya, he has different set of activities. But all the same devotees, they're all the Nitya Siddhas, they all come and they assist the Lord in his mood, in fulfilling his desire by acting out the pastimes. So like this, this is Lord Nrisingadeva has this mood also. He likes to remove the obstacles. When the devotees, especially the devotees of Gauranga, approach him, he's very, very pleased to grant their benediction. Lord Nrisingadeva has many, many devotees in South India. We have 130 Chennai devotees here. Lord Nrisingadeva is famous there. In South India, very famous deities. Ovala, many. And his devotees are all pure devotees. They all worship. They go back to Vaikuntha. Nrisingadeva. Lord is there, and if Vishnumurti, but in the name of Nrisingadeva, all the forms of the Lord are Vishnumurti, for the heaven, Matsya, Varaha, Nrisingadeva, has the names of the deities. Some places also the form is, maybe on the Jambudvipa, that some of the forms of the Lord are actually here also, Nrisingadeva, half alive. So anyway, when the devotees pray to Lord Nrisingadeva, please remove the obstacle in the path of pure devotional service. And Lord Nrisingadeva said, yes, yes, I'm very, very happy. I'm more happy than giving you benediction than my devotees in South India who go to Vaikuntha. Because when you ask me for benedictions, I get an opportunity to serve in the Sankirtan mission also. I can assist Mahaprabhu. I can take part in the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nrisingadeva is very pleased because he's in that mood of Sankirtan and giving. So the devotees ask him, it's always a good opportunity. Okay. So he's fulfilling those pure desires. So like this we get, they all take on the mood of Mahaprabhu and expand his mission, fulfill his desires. So Lord Nrisingadeva is a very, very famous ancient personality in this universe. And he's always worshipped by Vaishnavas. In any major temple of Vishnu, you will find the Nrisingadeva deity there, somewhere or another, in the location somewhere. There will always be any established old temple of Vishnu, but you will find that there will be a Nrisingadeva there for this purpose of removing the obstacles. Just like in Jagannath Puri, in the whole history of Jagannath and Indradyumna, Swami in the beginning of the Jagannath Leela, he went to find Neel Madhava and he became Jagannath. And then King Indradyumna went to Brahmaloka. So he didn't come back for so many hundreds of years because the time span is so long in Brahmaloka. And all of his descendants had left. There was no one living anymore that he knew before, because it was such a big expanse of time had passed. So anyway, they built the temple. They were waiting for Jagannath to come, Indradyumna to come back, and they were going to install the deities and have the whole function. But he never came for so long. So they installed the deity of Nrisingadeva there. And Lord Nrisingadeva used to be in the Puri temple. He was the main deity. He was worshipped, and when Indradyumna came and the whole pastime took place. And that Nrisingadeva, I think, is still there near Gundicha. Is that the same deity? Gundicha, just by Gundicha, there's a famous temple. All the Vaikodi Vaishnavas go there and pay their obeisances. But that, I believe that's the original form that was in the temple before even Lord Jagannath came. So he's always there somewhere in a protective form. In Kenai Nadshala, which is supposed to be none different than Vrindavan, there's some footprints of Radha and Krishna, which are a bit more than 5,000 years old, they say. And there's also footprints of Kornitai, which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Mahaprabhu, which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established. So that's famous, that place, as being none different than Vrindavan. This is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his first darshan of Krishna, after going from Gaya. He went to Gaya to do Pinda on the plea of doing Pinda for his father. Then he met Ishvara Puri. Then he initiation. Then he became transformed into Gauranga. And from there he went to Kenanadshala. And there he actually had a darshan. He told the devotees, I saw Krishna. And he was playing his flute and he was, come on, come on, come on. And I went, but he is gone. Then again plunged in the notion of separation from. But that place is none different than Vrindavan. It's a very famous, ancient place. Although there's not much there, but it's so beautiful. It's a mining town. They get some kind of clay and things like that. At the moment, it's completely undeveloped. Who's been there? Kenanadshala. It's on the border of Bihar. Bihar border. If you go there, you'll never be the same again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, he was never the same again. But it's beautiful. We have a temple there. It's right on top of a hill, very small, like a small mountain. Small hill, not so high. And the Ganga is right at the on the way. It's like the ocean there, the Ganga. You can't see the other side. Beautiful. Anyway, we were renovating that. The service of the temple was given to ISKCON, I guess about 20 years ago. And so they were doing some renovations there, and we wanted to move the footprints of Radha and Krishna because they were kind of in an awkward position. So we're moving to another place, so it gives us a lot more space. We're expanding the temple and everything like that. So it was like a column. They were on a block of marble or something like that, that these footprints of Radha and Krishna. So then they wanted to remove this slab of marble, so they began to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And it went right down. It went down about 10 foot. It was just one column, right down to about 10 feet deep. So then they managed to bring Radha and Krishna's footprints out. And underneath that column was the deity of Lord Nrsingadev with Prahlad. Beautiful deity, beautiful condition, although he's been under there for God knows how long. I don't know what kind of stone it is, but in the daylight he's got a translucent kind of a greenish stone, but he's beautiful form. But anyway, how he got there, I don't know. But anyway, he's been established there. It's a well-known place as being none different than Vrindavan. And anyway, Lord Nrsingadev. So we find that so many temples, famous temples of Krishna, then Lord Nrsingadev will be there. So, why we worship Lord Nrsingadev? Why he's chosen to be our Ishtadeva by Prabhupada? So it wasn't Prabhupada's own idea. This is coming in parampara actually, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also installed Nrsingadev there, Jogpit, Lakshmi Nrsingha. They were having some problems there. So then they installed that deity, and after that it was much less problem. So that Lakshmi Nrsingha is there. So that was installed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there is a mysterious form of Lord Nrsingadev in Goloka, which Nanda Baba worships. Why does Nanda Baba worship Lord Nrsingadev? Yes, to protect his son. He wants the best for his son, and he must have the protection. So therefore it's coming parampara, the Lord Nrsingadev. It's not something that just Prabhupada introduced. Parampara. So there's a story of this Nrsingadev deity in the Jogupit, Lakshmi Nrsingha. And one time somebody bought a gold chain for Lakshmiji's waist. They wear a golden chain. He bought a chain for the Lakshmiji. And there was a new bhakta there, and it was very quiet, and the woman was there, and he became attracted to a nice gold chain. So he stole the chain of Lakshmiji. Then he went across the fields. He was going over to Shrupganj, across the Jalangi. He was going to go that way with the gold chains. He looked around. No one was coming. He looked around again. Saw the snake was coming. He started to run fast. And he looked around. Snake was chasing him. run again. The snake was catching up. He thought, I'm not going to escape. So then he gave his dandavat, ashtanda dandavat pranam to the snake. Please don't bite me. I will give back the chain. The snake went away. And he went to Shroop Ganj and gave it to the police station. He said, if I go back to the mod, they will beat me up. Better I give to you. Anyway, Lord Nrsingadev, pastime with him. Nrsingadev Bhagawan ki. Yeah. So, his deity here is also Lord Nrsingadev here. Actually, it's what we call Pratibhuja. It's a self-manifested deity because he was manifested according to the desire of his devotee. He appeared in the dream of his devotee. And then the devotees, we had the deity made, sculptures. So this is an indication of a self-manifested deity. Sometimes they directly manifest, sometimes they manifest through their devotees. So what had happened, we were attacked one night here by dacoits, a band of dacoits, about 30 men, and come at 1 o'clock in the morning, and dacoits, not like a thief is very stealthily, he'll come and steal something. Dacoits never like that. They just come in a gang with weapons and then they just sheer force and they're shouting and have axes and they're breaking the locks off the doors and have bombs, they're throwing these handmade bombs all over the place. This is the way they operate. And do you know Bhakti Raghav Maharaj? Only one leg. They threw a bomb on his leg. He lost his leg. So brave, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj. He was in the long building. Deities were in the lotus building. So he ran over to these dacoits. You can imagine, 30 dacoits armed with bombs and everything else. He's picking up stones, things like that. So dedicated, so surrendered. It's significant also. He was here some time ago, Maharaj, and he was saying, you have to see how the hand of Krishna is in everything. You see everything is the hand of Krishna. The things are going to happen, but you have to see. Like, I said, okay, now you said that, Maharaj. I'll tell you something that I was feeling also. Don't mind. But anyway, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, he had polio when he was a small boy. And it left him, he was crippled. So he had to walk with a kind of a cripple. Now, when you see someone like that, we understand in India, of course, that this is due to previous bad karma, right? Whatever has happened is due to karma. So this was he performed some simple activity, you have some reaction from it, you know, like. So this was like a symbol of sinful activity, a reaction from a sinful activity. This is karmic, it's not, we're not being, this is the way the laws work. I'm not going to be sentimental about it, but that's the way the laws work. Anyway, somehow or another they threw the bomb on Bhakti Raghav Maharaj and he lost that leg. So Krishna says, Sarvadhanam parityaja, mamikam saranam vraja. If you surrender to me, which he did, who else would run in the middle of a bunch of dacoits and throwing stones? If you surrender unto me, I will take away all of your sinful reactions. So that was true. Now he's a hero. In Bengali he's a hero. What they call him? Anyway, he's a hero. He's a hero. And Jayapadaka Maharaj gave him sannyas. He said, before you only had one leg. Now you got two again. You got the you got the good one and you got the danda. Now you got the danda, so you got so anyway, somehow or another it all worked out, and now Raghav Maharaj is a big hero in West Bengal and amongst all the devotees. Who was so courageous to do such a thing? But the Lord protected him. I was in the theater room at the time. We had a backdrop. I was hanging up on the back wall. A painting was there. And I certainly wasn't going to go and face 30 dacoits. So I thought I'd better hide here. So I was standing behind the backdrop. And there was about this much space in between the back wall and the altar. So they were walking backwards and forwards, and my feet were sticking out underneath. But of course, it was dark. But it was scary, I tell you. I'm sometimes shaking, and I was trying to think philosophically. You know, you're not the body. I know that, but I still can't help shaking. but somehow or another, anyway, my prayer was, Nrisingadev, please protect us. Madhava, please protect us, Nrisingadev. Anyway, somehow or another, I was protected also by Lord Nrisingadev. So, the manager, Bhavananda Prabhu, he had a dream. And he saw this incident of the dacoits were coming and attacking the temple. And then he suddenly saw this form of Lord Nrisingadev. And he burst out like that, and he was ferocious. And he was tearing all apart there. He was really, really eager, and he was pulling all the dacoits apart. Bhavananda woke up, ooh, he says, but a dream. So he said, maybe we should get a deity of Lord Nrisingadev for protection. So then we drew a picture. He had a picture drew of what the deity looked like with eight arms and the different weapons. So then Atmatattva Prabhu, he took to South India, to Chennai. Chennai Bhaktivrindaki. To Chennai and see the Stapati, man who makes the deities. So he showed him the picture. So he looked in his book and he said, oh yes, this is called Shtana Ugra Nrisingha. Shtana means column, pillar. Ugra is angry, Nrisingha. So this is the time Lord Nrisingadev, he's just come from the pillar. The most angry time of the Lord. So he said, you can make the deity? He said, no way you can make that deity. He said, the last dynasty who worshipped this deity, they had a gorgeous temple, elephant procession every day, gorgeous worship. Now it's a ghost town. Nobody lives there anymore. Everybody's there. You want that to happen to your ISKCON? I cannot make that deity. He told his guru, Shankaracharya Kanchi poem, he said, don't make for ISKCON. Anyway, after some time, he refused to make. We went to different stapatis. So, stapati means the person who makes the deity. And nobody would make it. So then again, he went back to the original stapati and said, you please make it, I can't get anyone to make it. So he said, okay, I can make it. He said, because I had a dream, my guru, he came and he told me, you can make the deity for ISKCON. He said, because this deity is going from Sridhar Mayapur, and there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the predominating deity in Mayapur, and he's in the mood of Daya, magnanimity. So all the deities will take on that mood. So Lord Nrisingadev, he'll be there. But he'll take on the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. So he won't be so ugra. He won't he won't be destructive. So then he can make it. Okay, so then he agreed. So he made the deity. And he didn't make the deity. Atmatattva went down. He said, where is the deity finished? They haven't started yet. He said, why not? He said, I haven't found the proper stone. He said, there's hundreds of millions of stones here in Chennai, rocks lying all over the place. He said, this is not an ordinary rock. You have to get a living stone. One of the symptoms that you tap it seven times, seven places, and seven different tunes are played. That's an indication it's a living stone. And there's also a little bug, a little pokka, that eats through from one side to another. If you find that there, you can. That's a symptom. Just like, you know, when they make Jagannath deities, they have symptoms on the wood. There's chakras and things like that. Snakes also around there. This is living stone. So eventually he found one. And he made the deity of Lord Nrisingadev. And so then the deity was finished. So he called Atmatattva, you can take the deity. He said, but come after the weekend. We've got a wedding, the marriage in the house. So after the weekend you can take. Anyway, that night there was a big storm. And the Stapati, his house or his shed, the workshop, it was a workshop, it had a thatch roof, some coconut palms or something like that, thatch roof. And somehow or another there was a big storm, an electrical storm, and although it was pouring the rain also, the lightning struck it and it went up in flames, the whole thing burst into flames, the whole shed. And the roof was blazing away. So immediately he called Atmatattva, come and take your deity, he's burning my house, burning everything down, he may burn my house down also, quickly come and take your deity. So he said he's ready to go. He said, I already did the installation, and I myself and opened the eyes, he's ready to go, please take him quickly. So then they put him in a truck of sand, so it keeps him safe. So he said that as you're coming back, you have to go through the different borders and they all want to see what you've got on board, and they want some little bit of bakshish, a little bit of a bribe to let you through. But every point he went through, they said, what do you got? They said, Lord Nrisingadev, Ugra Nrisingadev, please go quickly. Nobody was asking for any money. He said, I never had that experience before. So, yeah, then Lord Nrisingadev, we installed him here in 1986. And also he was performing pastimes here. There's one devotee named Baba Siddhi Prabhu. He's now in America. But he was the pujari at that time, serving Lord Nrisingadev. Of course, no one else was serving. They said, you can do the puja in Nrisingadev. I said, no way I'm doing that puja. We had heard all these scary stories. So, Pankajangi, no, I'm not doing it. All the pujaris, no. Anyway, finally Pankajangi was selected to do the pujari. Anyway, this other devotee was also helping Baba Siddhi. So he was sleeping in the long building, in the chakra building, that lower floor, ground floor or underground floor. That was a brahmachari ashram. So we had bunk beds there, you know, on top of another. So he woke up in the morning, the bed was shaking, and he thought, you know, other brahmacharis getting out for Mangal Arati, taking a bath. So he opened his eyes and Lord Nrisingadev was sitting on the end of the bed. And he was trying to get up. Lord Nrisingadev put his nails on his shoulders and he said, felt like the weight of the whole universe was on my body. And he had marks there for many years. Little didn't penetrate, but he had little red marks. And he was and Lord Nrisingadev said, no, be peaceful. Don't be so scared. When you are doing my service, you should do in a very peaceful mind. No need to be so scared. He said, and another thing, in the morning he said, when you come in to wake me up for Mangal Arati, you put that spotlight, strong spotlight in my face. You make one little night light first, small light. Then after some time you can put the heavy light on. And then Lord Nisingadev disappeared from his bed, and he jumped up and he was running up and down the corridor, and what's happening, what's happening? Then he ran to the temple and paid his obeisances to Lord Nisingadev, and then he became a bit more pacified and calmed down a little bit. And he went back to the Brahmachari ashram, but he said, I wonder why everyone was staring at me. He said, then when I got back, I realized I only had my kopin on. Nisingadev Bhagavan ki. He also appeared in Bhaktipur Maharaj's Gopinath Mandir, just down the road, a few temples down. And Bodhan Maharaj, who is the Acharya now, this is before he was the Acharya, he said it was Nisinga Chaturdasi, he was doing his some japa, and it was about midnight, and then he kind of dozed off, and then he woke up, and Lord Nisingadev was in his room. He said, he's sitting there. So he told his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktipur Maharaj, he said, you go and do some puja for that Nisingadev. He said it was the Nisingadev from here, from this ISKCON temple, the same. He had the red dress he wears and eight arms. So he did some puja for Lord Nisingadev. And then he told me what had happened, how he saw Lord Nisingadev. I think he was new. He was quite happy to be in the Dharma, so sometimes he would move around and have a look.